Now that we can understand and appreciate the power of the words, there are so many spiritual laws around speech or evil speech that we can't get into the context of this video, but we can hit on the most important ones. You know, one is, are my words hurting somebody? Are they building someone's life, adding to unity? Or am I saying something that could potentially hurt anyone if they had heard it? Or is it embarrassing them? Is it ruining their character in any way? Is it ruining their image in any way? Obviously, there are times where it's okay to speak something negative, to speak negatively about someone if it's for a constructive purpose. But there are a lot of laws to that. But the question is just generally, are my words building or are my words destroying?
Actually, if we go back to the whole idea of tikkun and correction, we know the main reason we would say negative words that are just hurting and create negativity is because it gives me energy. Every action that we do, we hope to get something in return. So if I'm saying bad words, it's not just because I want to be negative, because let's be honest about it, it's fun to gossip. It's fun to sit with someone for lunch and to speak bad about the third person. It's uplifting, actually. I'm getting some energy from that. Real energy? Not at all. Temporary energy. But speaking bad about someone, simply bringing that person down, and in an illusionary way, elevating me, elevates my ego, and give me more sense of power. So we need to understand that the reason we are just gossiping, speaking bad, enjoying hearing negative things about someone else, because it's elevating our ego. And that's back to the idea of temporary relief or instant gratification. We don't do things just because we want to get energy from them. And if we recognize, I'm about to gossip, I'm about to say something bad, I'm about to enjoy bad conversation about someone, and then I'm realizing, wow, it's because I need some energy. Restrict, but it's depleting, it's not so much fun. Resist. Remember what David just shared. Every word creates an energy. Every word creates energy that will come back into my life and into my surrounding. Is it worth it?
Now, here's an example. Let's say, for example, well, people are going to be asking, so when can I say something negative about somebody? What if there's actually a dangerous situation and I need to help somebody? So let's say, for example, a friend comes to you and says, yeah, I'm about to do business with this person. What do you think? And you know, because you've done business with them, that it's a bad experience and this person's a cheater. So in this case, can a person say something truthful about a negative experience they've had?
The spiritual law about this is, number one, if I'm sharing someone with that friend that's asking me about the reputation of the other person, I cannot be reactive towards that businessman that I don't trust. But if I'm coming from an objective place, I let go of grudge, I can say sometimes, I did not have a great experience with that person.
But that doesn't mean maybe you won't.
Doesn't mean maybe you will not. I would, if I would be you, I would ask more questions and check for yourself. So you have actually sometimes responsibility to share in an honest, non-reactive way some of your objective feelings when there's practical application that if you're not gonna say, that person will lose a lot of money and will get hurt, for example.
So here's another layer to it, because what some people do is say, okay, well, then let me share how I feel. And they'll exaggerate, they'll elaborate, they'll say, yeah, that guy is the worst person to do business with. Now, that's inaccurate. You're not allowed to share facts beyond the scope of what you know. You actually have to say the exact facts. The exact facts were, I did business with them one time, and I had a bad experience. And if you also know something good, you have to say it. But somebody else had a good experience. You need to present the facts in a way that's accurate without putting your emotions, your victim consciousness, your reactive energy into it. And that's the thing I see sometimes people have a hard time with is they say, this guy, the worst. I would never date this person. Not true. Be specific. You had a bad date. You had a bad experience. And it's not your style. It could be someone else's. In fact, everyone's got a soulmate. He or she must be someone else's soulmate. Be open to that. It's more of the building consciousness that will prevent us from speaking evil speech.
We need to be so sensitive that we are actually getting energy from speaking bad about someone else. And we need to be really honest with ourselves. Doesn't matter how many rules we're going to present. Am I getting reactive energy by putting someone down? That's indication I'm not in the right consciousness and I'm damaging others and myself.
Sometimes I think how powerful it can be just to avoid, imagine if you avoided 1,000 negative words a day, what kind of life you would have. You'd probably find your soulmate faster. You'd probably make more money in your career. You'd probably have less health challenges. If that's one place that we start with less negative words, things are just gonna open up.
And you know what the Zohar tells us also about if you're restricting 1,000 negative words a day? The power of your positive words, so much more effect. You can heal with your words.
Right. Right.
If you tell someone, I love you, after you restricted 2,000 negative words, they'll feel the energy of love.
So powerful.
Because words channel energy.
Right. The Zohar says that the mouth loses its power when it's using it for all the negative words.
Absolutely.
So then people don't listen to you anymore.
Potentially, Kabbalistically, each one of us can be a healer through words and even through thoughts. But we don't appreciate enough the power of each thought, each word, each action, because when we'll appreciate the magnitude of each one of them, we'll be able to observe and to watch them and to question ourselves.
Just to have a practical list that Eitan and I can go over so people have it, a general understanding of evil speech. There's gossip, is when we speak bad about other people or hurt their reputation, even if it's true. Right? Both can be true or false. It can be considered evil speech as long as it hurts. There's false flattery. When I'm using my words to get people to like me or to manipulate them, to take something from them, my heart and my words aren't congruent. I'm saying something that I don't really feel deep down inside. Mm-hmm. There's deception and lying to manipulate the situation for my own self, even though sometimes white lies to create peace is okay, because people are gonna be wondering about that. Obviously, if your wife asks you, how does this look? And it doesn't look good, you don't wanna just be abrasive and say, wow, you look really ugly. You're allowed in certain times for the sake of peace and harmony between people to be able to share things that are a slight white lies. What are some other ones?
Complaining.
Yeah.
When you're complaining, you basically are not connecting to the blessings that you have. And since you are not connecting to the blessings, you will not feel the blessings in your life. And you disconnect yourself from the light. Simple. Another one is when you are enjoying listening to someone's evil tongue or gossip.
Right. So someone tells you, Eitan, I have something really amazing to tell you about somebody else. What's the first thing you're going to feel? Like, no, 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 I don't want to hear it.
Please share with me.
Exactly. We are so tempted to hear the secrets of other people.
Exactly.
But if you knew by hearing that secret, it would take you 3 more months to meet your soulmate, would you want to hear it? I mean, I've realized, and I learned this from Rav Berg, our teacher, that it's so tricky when it comes to saying the truth, helping someone, when to say it, how to say it. I remember one time our teacher said it takes him 1,000 times to question himself before really expressing himself or saying some truth that could potentially be hurtful. It's a very delicate thing. But what I do know is if a person takes the time to have intention behind their words and really is asking the light for help, whatever he or she says will be protected.
Absolutely. More to the list of evil tongue, when you have opportunity to say something positive, to elevate a person, which is when it's true, and you're not, it's considered to be also evil tongue. You're not because...
You're avoiding saying something positive.
When you're avoiding saying something positive, for whatever reason, because it's uncomfortable, it's too confrontive, it might be not so popular, that's by itself also evil tongue. Or even when you're supposed to confront a friend that you love and they love you, but for whatever reason you are not, you're also misusing the power of your words. You're not using your words to help them to realize certain things they need to improve.